A new sublineage of the Omicron variant of COVID-19 has been discovered by researchers in Botswana and South Africa. At this stage, researchers say that very little is known about the sublineages known as BA4 and BA5. But we ought not to worry about it just yet because, according to the figures, hospitalizations, infections, and death figures have not yet spiked. Dr. Nixi Gumede-Moletsi, a regional virologist with the World Health Organization's Regional Office for Africa, explained that researchers in Botswana and South Africa still have much to do to understand the threats that the new sublineages may pose. Here she explains what we currently know about the mutation.
So unfortunately, as you've heard that on Monday the 11th of April, we did receive information from two countries. So this country is a country where I am currently in South Africa, as well as the Botswana, where they were also mentioning that they've identified an additional sublineage of sublineages of the Omicron, which is now a BA4 and a BA5. What is known about this BA4 and BA5, we find that these ones, they sort of like these two sublineages, they do have additional mutations, which is currently under being investigated by the scientists or by the researchers. Because we want to find out, there are a lot of things that we need to study as far as these sublineages are concerned. First of all, we want to study whether they're going to give us any problems when it comes to the having an impact to the vaccines that are being rolled out currently. We want to find out how are they being transmitted from one patient to another. So it means the level of transmissibility concerning these two sublineages, as well as we want to find out the severity of them, whether do they, the new cases that are coming up here, are they ended up in maybe in the ICU, in hospitals, or maybe there are even deaths associated with these two new sublineages. So there's quite a lot of work that is undergoing, as I'm talking to you, since the introduction of this emerging of these sublineages in these two countries. Since the announcement of these two lineages, BA4, BA5, the other countries that are neighboring these two countries were also alerted of what is happening, so that they also need to be very much vigilant of what is taking place, even though at this current time and also at this current data that we are having, which is not significant enough to make some conclusion, but it's an alert, or we can say there is no much of a concern currently because of the limited data or limited information that we are having.
Gumede-Moletsi also took time to explain what the potential worst and best case scenarios could be once the research was concluded.
The more the mutation is taking place, the more stronger the virus is becoming. So that means now it's sort of like gaining, like that, just to put it in a layman language, is like now the virus itself is gaining even more power to be able to invade the system and cause infection within the cells of the human being. I think the worst thing that can happen if we find some results on this ongoing research is when they discovered that maybe this mutation is so much in a sense that, and it's allowing the virus itself to invade all these, what do you call it, invades the vaccine that has been produced. Meaning that if it's having an impact against the existing vaccine, that will be a setback altogether. And we are crossing our fingers and say that we hope that must not happen, because that would be a disaster if we find that one of, or some of the vaccine or all the vaccines are not really giving any human being a protection against these new sublineages. So the best news that we can get is when they were announcing that, yes, all the vaccines that have been produced are so much good against these sublineages. They are giving the protection. They are also effective to be able to protect the individual against these sublineages.
The World Health Organization announced that the sublineages have so far been identified in 4 people in Botswana and 23 in South Africa. Outside of Africa, the BA4 and BA5 sublineages have been confirmed in Belgium, Denmark, Germany, and the United Kingdom. Gumede Moleti pleads with the international community to not undertake punitive measures against the African countries that have brought attention to these new sublineages. As she says, doing so not only unjustly stunts their economies, but also discourages adequate genomic surveillance.
To be quite honest with you, Paige, that might be a very unfortunate situation to take place. And also, why are they going to punish Africa for coming out with their findings? But we've never had anything that has been taking place in the countries that they were seeing this sublineage even before Africa. So that's going to be something that can really be a setback for the continent. And definitely, I'm sure the African countries, they're not going to be sitting and quietly accepting that. And apart from that, if they will really go ahead and put some measures, against Africa, that's going to be, in a way, another disaster that we're going to be getting in Africa. As you can see that most of the countries, they are really starting now to pick up their economy. And therefore, we cannot really accept any lockdown that might take, they might be put against Africa, because it's going to be really causing the entire continent to go back to its very frustrating situation. Because once they start doing that, who's going to come out and say, even myself, I do have it? No. Therefore, they're going to be causing a serious chaos, because it means in countries, there'll be a similar sublineage lineage or lineages that are circulating. But the countries will never come forward and say, yes, I do have it. Should they put any strict measures against the countries that have already announced these findings?
Previously discovered Omicron sublineage BA2 was particularly well known for its rapid infection rate. However, we wait to see what sublineages BA4 and BA5 hold in store. This is an ongoing story. For Times Live Podcasts, I am Paige Muller.